Swing. Now come in and take your seats. We're going to get started here. It was pointed out to me on the break that I had neglected to introduce myself. My name is Nancy Thorwardson, and I'm here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm here in the capacity of class liaison, which is assistant to Liz Masterson, who's the director of Swing Week, and I'm just delighted to be here and to be able to MC the show. I'm having a great time. I could say I'm going to be your MC, but since it's halfway through the show, I guess I'll have to say I will have been your MC or something like that. I'm excited to introduce this next act who's going to start our second set. We have Neri Arevalo from El Salvador and his assistant, Luis Carreras from Augusta, Georgia. And Neri is a percussionist who is, he has revolutionized the old-time music scene. He is just a fantastic player. He has done a myriad of session work, played on all kinds of different albums. And now he makes his living by touring around and doing programs in schools and inner city work on percussion. And Luis will be his assistant. And then they're going to be joined also by the amazing and talented and wonderful Rusty Mason, who is a master horn player, piano player on staff here. And Rusty is famous for, in my mind anyway, for telling us at one of our roundups this week to play what delights your soul. That just gets me all choked up thinking about it. I think it's a great motto for life. And then also, yeah. And they'll be joined by Ralph Gordon, who, as this is the second to last set, actually is the penultimate bass player. So let's make welcome Neri Arevalo.
Thank you. My great honor to come to Augusta every year. It's the connections that you make that are just so, they keep coming back every year, and the family keeps getting bigger, and the effort of all the teachers and the staff, and the cooperation, the communication between student and teacher, and the spirit of Augusta is just a really beautiful thing. I'd like to tell you, on piano, Mr. Rusty Mason. To my right, Mr. Luis Carreras. This guy, you know this. Ralph Gordon, indeed. And due to technical problems, we're going to have another person join us who couldn't make it, and that was someone who really smelled good last Tuesday, the Iceman. But we're thinking he's here with his spirit. Give him a hand. He practiced real hard for this gig, too. I think he still smells good tonight, so we may want to catch him. The first song we did, the drum call, that's a traditional rhythm. It's called Wawanko. It's a courtship type rhythm where the cock and the hen are trying to mate, and one is telling no, you know, get away, and that kind of thing. Anyways, you understand. The second song we're going to perform for you is Work Bike. The next song last song we played was Song for My Father, and that was written by Horace Silver, great prolific songwriter, composer, wonderful, wonderful person. Next song is, we're going to take you down to Brazil. It's a song by a great songwriter as well from South America, Carlos Jobim, and we'd like to play for you How Insensitive. Thank you.
Nettie Arevalo, Luis Carreras, Ralph Gordon, and Rusty Mason. Did everybody notice my jacket? A lot of people think I'm a technical writer or maybe a rhythm guitar player, but actually I'm a slave to fashion. And it's working out really well so far. I've got some announcements I'd like to make. Tomorrow, Friday at 12:30, there's a timber frame raising. I don't know if you all know that this is in addition to being Swing Week and Blues Week, there's also timber frame construction going on this week, and everybody's invited to come and watch. At least it says here, watch, spectators. I'm assuming they kind of know already what to do and they don't really need us to lift the heavy stuff, but that's 12:30, and that's at the Amphitheater, which is at the bottom of the hill behind Halleyhurst, the big old, lovely old building up the way. Some things that you can do yet tonight, after the concert's over, there's a swing dance with a lot of these musicians playing over here in the dance pavilion, and everybody that's here is invited to come. You can either come and dance or come and watch and listen, and you'll see the folks that were out here dancing earlier. Dancing there, you'll probably see some of the rest of us who think that once we see those folks dance, we can do it too, kind of doing, you know, maybe kind of more, we're here for what, Tootsie Week is really what we're here for, but everybody can join in. And that starts right after the concert. And a band there will be led by Barb Withy and Jim Kelly and a bunch of their buddies. Yeah. Also, there'll be jamming. Since this is Blues Week, all the blues folks go down to the Ice House, which is up the way this way, and jam pretty much all night long. And those folks are rocking. So if you're looking to you know, have a cold drink and listen to some blues music, you can do that. You're free to wander around. And I'd like to take this time to give big thanks. A concert like this is an incredible amount of work to put on, with these big bands moving back and forth in just a few minutes to make set changes. So let's give this stage crew a big hand. And while we're at it, let's give the sound crew that same big hand. Our next and final act of Swing, Swing, Swing is going to be led by two of my very dear friends, Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn. And Liz is the coordinator of Swing Week and has been since its inception 10 years ago. This is the 10th anniversary of Swing Week. And we're all real proud of her and real excited to be here. This is an exceptional program. I don't know of really of any other like it in the country, with this gathering of talent such as we have here and coordinated with classes and dances and dancers here at the same time as musicians and swing dances every night. And Liz and Sean also have been a partnership, musical partnership for 10 years. They make their living through music, touring and playing around the country. In those 10 years, they've made 6 albums. Guess what? Each of which is for sale out in the lobby. And I'll just go ahead and mention 2 or maybe, no, 3 of which have songs written by me, which is really like so cool. That's my one. In addition to fashion, my second favorite thing after fashion is having people want to sing my songs. That's like a real heartwarming experience, a real treat. So they have those 6 albums for sale out there. And as I said, they make their living touring. And they're going to come out and play a couple numbers for you and then call up the rest of their band. So we're now moving into the Western portion of the show, and which, oddly enough, is kind of my favorite. I hope it's yours too. Let's make welcome Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn.